All right, good morning, everybody. If you can you turn to Luke chapter 9? And we'll be picking up in verse 28. The title of today's message is, Should I Stay or Should I Go Now? If any of you guys know 80s and 90s songs, you'll start to realize that a lot of my titles kind of go along with those. That's actually a song. And so today we're going to talk about the transfiguration, but we're not going to so much focus on what happened to Jesus and Moses and Elijah, how they showed up. What we're going to do is focus on what does the transfiguration mean for us? How does this apply to us? Because the great thing about the Bible is no matter how obscure the passage may be, it always has some sort of application into our own personal lives. We have something that we can learn from it. And so, is everybody there? Luke chapter 9, verse 28. And we're going to be going through verse 43. So picking up in verse 28, it says, about 8 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John to a mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothing became dazzling white. Then two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared and began talking with Jesus. They were glorious to see, and they were speaking of how he was about to fulfill God's plan by dying in Jerusalem. And so, what's interesting about this is the people that God chooses to bring along with him. He took three people, Peter, James, and John. Now, if you read the book of Matthew, it gives the same account, but at the beginning it says that there was 6 days. It was 6 days later. And then Mark also says 6 days, but Luke says it was about 8 days. He doesn't give an exact amount, which is kind of odd for Luke, considering that he was a physician, that he doesn't speak in exact terms on this one, because he didn't want us to focus on the timeline between the two events. Between him giving the prophecy, and remember last week we went over how he said that some of you won't die before they see this kingdom of God. What we were talking about last week is how when we physically die, God actually considers that to be more of sleep. Because your soul, in a blink of an eye, as soon as this body's done, it's before the Lord. And so it's just a temporary state. Now, some theologians, they'll look at this section right here and say, look, this is where he's talking about, where he's fulfilling that. He's saying, he's showing these three men, the kingdom of God. But I don't necessarily believe that, considering that all it shows is Jesus becoming glorified and Moses and Elijah showing up. It doesn't talk about anything about the kingdom of God. It doesn't show his heavenly kingdom. It doesn't show his earthly kingdom. It doesn't show anything about the kingdom of God. It just shows how he has a glorious body. And so as we look at this and we start to see the transfiguration, what this really means to us, we can find in 2 Corinthians chapter 15, when Paul, he goes, this body, this life that we have is like a temporary tent. It's decaying, it breaks down, but yet we have the hope, we have the reassurance that when we go to heaven, we are given a new body. We are given something that is made perfect. Imagine never having to age again. Never having to feel pain as your joints are starting to get sore, or being sick ever again. And that's what Paul reassures us of, and I believe that's more what Jesus is showing them, is that, look, this is just a temporary state. Look at Elijah and Moses. They are able to come, and they are able to talk with me, and look at their bodies. Their bodies are in glory. They dazzled. They were bright. And so it gives us that reassurance that when we die, when this body is done, that we go on to something greater. We have that new perfected body. Now, many theologians, they